We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Truth.
Welcome to Trusting the Truth with Samuel Tolley, where we view the world through the lens of Jesus Christ. We do not view Jesus Christ through the lens.
How you doing? This is Sam Tolley, and today I want to talk about Michelle's move on Trusting the Truth. As we're closing down these final days of the election, Michelle Obama decided to jump in. A few days ago, Barack was scolding black men and talking about, you better be glad I didn't bring Michelle out here. Well, I guess apparently she was busy. She was busy getting her own thing together. And from what we understand, Michelle is going to start having some shows that she wants to present to the public. And the show, as Breitbart listed, Michelle Obama enlists drag queen Carly B to gin up swing state turnouts where Kamala's losing ground. So here we are on this headline from Breitbart, where we have this man that's dressed up like a woman. We have the former first lady, who many people say is the greatest first lady we ever had. I don't agree with that. In fact, some people say that the former first lady is not even a woman. Now, I never said that, and I'm not going to say anything that I couldn't substantiate. But there are those that say it and have shown evidence as to they believe why. And then we have Carly B. Now, Carly B is one interesting person from the perspective, not that she's sitting over there showing most of her wares, because she does that a lot, and many of these so-called celebrities do that. But she's the woman that, when Joe was coming out 4 years ago, had the number one record of the year, I believe it was. A record called WAP, WAP. And this is a G-rated show. So I'm not going to spell out what that acronym means. Most people that are informed know what it means. But basically, she was celebrating her sexual organ. and her and this other woman who calls herself Megan Thee Stallion, you know, had this record and video out. And, you know, it reminds me of just how Democrats try to attract Black people and minorities. I mean, this Cardi B person, after her record of the year, and of course she endorsed Joe Biden, was interviewed by Joe Biden. I think she's of Puerto Rican descent, but I think in the Democrat world, anything less than white is considered enough to attract Black people and other minorities. So this woman called herself interviewing Joe. And of course, you know, he was talking about the stuff that he was going to do, blah, blah, this, that, and the other. And like every other one of these so-called celebrities, she's fawning over him and expecting him to do great things. But as his presidency continued and it got bad, she got upset. She disapproved of the job he was doing. She started complaining about how much prices are and they're going to affect people. And if memory serves me correctly, she said that she wasn't endorsing anybody else. In the future. Well, apparently times have changed because here she is. I mean, Megan Thee Stallion came out for Kamala and was twerking in front of a bunch of folks in Atlanta. And now we're going to have the WAP woman herself come out, along with an assortment of female impersonators, drag queens. So debauchery is on high alert at this time of year with the Democrat Party. You know, I find it fascinating that the Democrat Party loves to say that they're the party for the rich. I'm assuming the poor and the average guy. But they're always bringing out their celebrities. And most of their celebrities are a bunch of depraved people. They always bring out their celebrities for us to see at their concerts or rallies or whatever they want to call it. And then they talk about Trump's rallies as being like some kind of Hitler youth gathering or, you know, some kind of horrible setting where a bunch of extremists are. They're talking about the coming rally in Madison Square Garden. They're comparing it to a, I believe it was some kind of 1930s rally that Nazis had back then. They always want to compare him to Nazis. But then that's the news media we have. The news media is corrupt. The news media is just the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party. You know, it's just like, I believe it was Joseph Goebbels that said, if you lie often enough and you know, just continuously lie to the people, and I'm paraphrasing, then they'll believe the lie is the truth. And I think the Democrat Party depends on people believing that the lie is the truth, just like I believe they depend on what Joseph Stalin said. And Stalin said that it doesn't matter who casts the vote. What matters is who does the counting. And we're in this situation where I believe we run the risk of having the election stolen by Democrats. I believe that the 2020 election was stolen. I have little doubt that that's true, because when Barack Obama only gets 64 million votes and Trump on his second time around got 74, but supposedly Joe, who didn't even campaign, got 81 million votes. So he is by far, if we're to expect or believe that those numbers are correct, the most popular president there ever was. How could the most popular president there ever was be one of the worst presidents that there ever was? How could the American people be that stupid? And now we run the risk of another one. So this is why, as I talk about Michelle's moves, it also makes me think about what I heard, that millions of Christians are going to sit out the election. And I find that staggeringly crazy to even think about. Why on earth would you do that? Have you fallen to the propaganda of the news media too, my fellow Christians? Or are you so good that you can't see yourself casting a vote for Donald Trump? So I want to remind some of my Christian friends of what's at stake here. I want to hopefully get them to understand we can't sit this election out. If you recall, when the pandemic came around, they shut down the churches. You couldn't go to church unless you were one of the few churches or one of the few pastors that defied them and opened up church anyway. Yet, they let the liquor stores stay open. They let the weed stores stay open. And they let strip clubs stay open. Now, why is that? What made a strip club more safe than a church? Well, in a strip club, they didn't have to worry about indoctrination into a biblical worldview. They didn't have to worry about you being of a sober mind and being cognizant of what's going on around you. See, if people can keep you anesthetized, they can keep you under control. Just like they've stopped educating our children for the most part in these public schools. And the Democrat Party, who was controlled by the teachers union, refused to allow people to have private schools, or should I say, have the children, the money that the states allocate per child, go to the child. I mean, follow the child. Instead of the child has to follow the money. So there you have these failing schools, like in the Baltimore School District, where I believe it said everybody in the, no one in the fourth grade at any of those schools were proficient in math and reading. But if the parent had the opportunity to take your child out of that school district, and I'm talking about parents that don't have the luxury of going to private schools, like many people that live in Baltimore and different areas work for the federal government, and their kids aren't being sacrificed to the public schools. The bureaucrats that are running the show are not sacrificing their children to the public schools. Think about it. We pay their salaries, and they demand that we keep our children in failing public schools while they are placing their children in private schools. And the reason why they're doing that is because they want their children educated. They want their children to have a leg up when they become adults, to, in fact, replace them. If they can keep us dumbed down, or our children dumbed down, then they don't have to compete with our children. And then if you bring in more third world children, they don't have to compete with them either. In fact, they'll be in a position where they can control all of them, just like their parents are controlling most of us now. So, getting back to where I was trying to go, we run this situation during this election where we have competing sides. We have the side of the Democrat Party, who is being led right now by Kamala Harris, who seems to be not the sharpest tack in the box. And I'm not trying to be mean. I mean, the only hardcore interview I saw her have is one with Bret Baier of Fox News, and she filibustered through the whole thing. The 60-minute interview, which 60 Minutes edited in favor of her, she still filibustered it. And her record is minimal. The only thing that I can think of that she did of any significance was when she was attorney general and she locked up black men for smoking marijuana while at the same time, or later on, lying about herself and marijuana. I mean, she kept black men in prison for the very thing that she claimed that she was doing in college while she was lying about saying Tupac and Biggie Smalls, she would listen to their music while in college, while these folks were probably in grade school at that time. And the other thing she did was she kept another black man on death row and held evidence, from my understanding, that would have exonerated him. But once his attorneys got that evidence out, you know, the person got out. But these things don't bother the Democrat Party, and by definition, the average Democrat, because they ignore them. Just like when she said that she washes greens in the bathtub. I know of no one that's ever washed greens where they washed their behind. But Democrats ignore that too. And so as a vice president or as an attorney general, I can think of nothing significant that she's ever done. And the only thing significant that Joe Biden did was get the 1995 crime bill passed that incarcerated a lot of black people. The bill that, in fact, President Trump's First Step Act helped change and got a lot of people released. Now, on the other ledger, we have President Trump. President Trump's not a perfect person. He's made a lot of mistakes in life. And getting back to the Christians that say that they won't vote for him, I wonder how many of you people read your Bible or read your Bible. I wonder about how many of you people, did you just walk into Christianity unscathed, unmarked? Did you walk into Christianity with nothing in your closet? I mean, I'm sure none of you are going to claim to have a virgin birth or born sinless. But what does the Bible say? It's he without sin, let him cast the first stone. And then let's look at the Bible. Okay, yes, President Trump allegedly had problems with women during marriages. Well, what about David? David had a man's wife murdered. David had a man murdered. He had Uriah killed because he was having an affair with his wife and got Bathsheba pregnant. What about Solomon? He ended up marrying a bunch of foreign wives that he had no business getting near. I mean, Samson couldn't keep it out of his pants. He had all kinds of problems. But God used all of those people to get his work done. God, in fact, even used heathens, unchristians, Cyrus, Darius, and Nebuchadnezzar, to name three. You know, God called people years before they were even born. I believe that was the case with Cyrus. He's going to do my will. How do you know God didn't call Trump for a time like this? A man who most of the world and America venerated, loved prior to him running for office. I asked people this time and time again. I said, I don't know anyone or no one's ever told me that they disliked Trump prior to him running for office. I'm talking about before he had his TV show. Then he has a top-rated TV show for years on a station right now that calls him Nazis all the time. If we have or had a legitimate news service, they would have told us years ago that Trump was evil and demonic and ungodly racist, if that was the case. Or at least they should have told us. So, that begs the question. If he was all this, why didn't they tell us this a long time ago? Either they were lying to us then, or they're lying to us now. But even though Trump is not perfect, we have something that no one else has. We have a record. We have 4 years, of his presidency. And other than this pandemic, or whatever this nonsense was, the China virus that we all had to endure during the last year of his presidency, his economy was the greatest one in my lifetime. He not only did the First Step Act, which got a lot of black people out of jail, he put in loans for the HBCUs that they said they had to come back yearly to get money. And he said, no, you shouldn't have to do that. Now I hear Obama's running around saying that he didn't do nothing, that this was all his efforts, that it took him 8 years to clean it up. One thing Democrats are proficient in, and that's lying like a dog. And he's lying like a dog. The economic thing that drives this nation is energy. Obama, just like Biden, are bought and sold by not only the teachers union, but the climate crazies, the energy people. You know, Obama, I remember when we was talking about getting the Keystone pipeline going during his first presidency, and he was talking about he's going to think about it, but he's not going to make a decision until after he's reelected. And then after he was reelected, he didn't do anything. So Obama was strangling us at the pump. You know, even though he made his all the way around the world tour, and Joe started strangling us at the pump. Well, Trump made us energy efficient. Not only energy efficient, but we were producing so much oil that we would be able to be an exporter. When the cost of oil is down, it's going to drive everything down. It's not just gas at the pump. Right now, I'm spending about $3 a gallon, and which is down from what it was before. But I was spending $1.99 when he left office. And see, when the price of oil is down, the price of moving things are down. The price of supplies are down. The price of manufacturing is down. Everything runs on wheels. And see, when these politicians like to raise tax rates and stuff and claim that it's going to help us, it drives everything up. And by the way, while Kamala and her troops are going around saying that Trump is going to tax Social Security and he's going to make the average family pay another $3,000 to $4,000 a year, which is a lie. Trump said that he wanted to make Social Security that you can't tax off of it. Now, when he said no tax on tips, next thing you know, she turned around and said no tax on tips. But what the Democrats won't tell you is this. The Trump tax cuts that he put in place in 2017 are due to expire at the end of 2025. And see, while they're talking about, I'm not going to raise taxes on anybody making under whatever amount of money, if they don't do anything, everybody's taxes are going up on average of 3%. And not only will your taxes go up, but the threshold for the taxes is going to be lower. So it'll be less money that's going to bring you to the higher taxes. And they're not saying one word about it. Trump's talking about making them permanent. This is the deception that they use. The deception as far as taxes and things like that, where they'll tell you one thing and they get the media to lie for them and cover their water. The media, I mean, think about it. For 2.5 years, the media told us during the Trump administration that he was a Russian stooge, that he was bought and paid for by the Russian government. And as soon as it came out that no, they didn't, no, it wasn't, no, he didn't do anything wrong, they went on to Stormy. They went on to some other stuff. Let's impeach him a couple of times. And the news media never apologized to the American people. They just went on to the next thing. Like, this never happened. And these Democrats just dutifully accept it. Well, why would you do that? And so you keep believing the same lies these people tell you. It's just like this shirt from this movie I used to watch with Roddy Piper, where you're being propagandized and you can't even see it. So let's get back to Michelle's moves. I know I sort of went around the mulberry bush, but I forgot about it. The depravity, the Democratic Party is so depraved. I don't understand how Christians could sit this out. We've already been attacked in our public schools. They got these people are making or allowing boys in the girls' restroom. You don't get too many girls thinking they're a boy, but you got a lot of boys thinking they're girls. You got, they call this vice presidential nominee Tampon Tim, and for good reason, because he installed tampons in boys' bathrooms. Children are not able to make decisions on their sexuality. Yet we have drag queen story hour in many schools across the nation. They have books with all kinds of pornography for little kids. And this vice president nominee, or that's the nominee for the Democratic Party, is just as depraved as the rest of these people. I'm going to show you a little clip, just how depraved she is. Take a look at this. I know you
want to take me home, but I'm taking the phenomenon. You know it.
Indeed, I do.
Padam-madam, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
No planet, no pride.
That's right.
Honestly, we make a good team. High five. I know you
want to take me home, but I'm... Bye. That's a man. That is a man dressed as a woman. The Bible tells us that that's an abomination. If you're a Christian, you live in this world. Yes, you're not of this world, but while you're here, God has called you to be salt and light. In Matthew chapter 5, starting in verse 14, it says, "You are salt. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." We Christians are supposed to be salt and light. People are supposed to notice a difference in our lives. We are not supposed to just accept debauchery. In fact, I believe it's in Ephesians 5 and 11, it says we're supposed to expose darkness. We're not supposed to accept it. No, we're not supposed to vote for it, but we're supposed to stand against it. I mean, when God delivered the Jews from Egypt, they still had to cross the Red Sea, even though he split the waters. When they got to the other side, even though he said he's with them and will fight with them, they still had to take the land from those other people. When Jews were standing against the Philistines and the armies on both sides, David still had to go up there and confront the giant. People sitting around talking about, "I'm going to wait for the rapture. I'm just going to wait for Jesus to come." I don't understand these people. What if the rapture doesn't come for the next 20, 30 years? You're going to sacrifice your children and your grandchildren? What if the rapture doesn't come at all? There are many Christians that don't believe there will be a rapture, that we may have to go through the great tribulation. Are you prepared for that? you think you got it comfortable right now, since nobody's bothering you, and you can still talk about certain things, and people like me can still make videos like this. What happens if they shut that down? Like in United Kingdom or Canada, where certain things will get you locked up. Certain things in the Bible. What are you going to do then? If you're not going to stand now, if you're not going to stand against evil now, why should you expect to be able to stand against evil later? The first century Christians, many of them were martyred. Let me show you what happened at a rally just a couple of days ago with Kamala.
So last night, Kamala Harris has a rally in the same area that Trump has a rally. 7,000-something people showed up to Trump's, 2,000-something people showed up to Kamala's. The numbers are not my point. At the Harris rally, the crowd was wildly cheering for the ability to end life in the womb, abortion. A gentleman in the crowd felt compelled to yell, "Jesus is Lord." And this was the response.
Oh, you guys are at the wrong rally.
I really hope Christians are paying attention, because if you listen carefully, you know exactly who this person is for, and it ain't God.
I don't understand how a Christian can ignore the God they say they serve and either vote for someone that is antithetical to that God, or just try to be silent and neutral during the process. In Matthew chapter 10, starting in verse 32, it says, "Therefore, everyone who confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's enemies will be the members of his household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. Shall I say also that he who likes Michelle Obama or honors her or thinks she's special is not worthy of Jesus? Michelle or anybody else that's going to try to get your vote by campaigning with drag queens and vile women. Let's take a little walk through Romans, part of Romans chapter 1. Let's see. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel." This is Romans chapter 1, starting at verse 16. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes." Get up here on my screen bigger here. Okay. "To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, 'But the righteous man shall live by faith.'" If you're a righteous man or woman, your faith and your trust in God, and when I say your faith, I'm talking about your faith in the saving work of Jesus Christ and the fact that he is Lord of your life, that governs you. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. We have a society right now where people are suppressing the truth of God. When you have men saying that they are women, or people are trying to say, well, I'm gender binary or whatever, any of it, you're suppressing the truth of God. God said he made it man and he made woman. He didn't make anything else. And Christians should know better. And Christians should not placate it or tolerate it as best they can. Not tolerate it. Obviously, we have to live in a society. But that don't mean you give approval to it. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Now, let me put it to you this way. What this scripture is saying, everybody that's on earth, whether you have access to the Bible, the written word of God, or not, God has revealed himself through general revelation throughout the stars, throughout the sky, throughout nature itself. Everyone knows that there is God. Everyone knows that they are accountable, except for those that suppress it, meaning they know too, they just suppress it. So for the Christian to ignore it, that's bad. Okay, verse 21. For even though they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks, but they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for the image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonoring among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And that's where we are now. We have a society where people are worshiping themselves. Oh, I'm gender fluid. Oh, I'm a man, but I got this woman's body, so I'm going to get my breast cut off and get them to do some surgery on me, and I need you guys to call me a man. Or some joker with a beard and an Adam's apple is going around saying he's a woman. And we even have some cities, some cities that are demanding that we call men, that are obvious men, women. It's amazing. And I'm wondering about, and Christians that say they're not going to vote, you think that you can just sit it out? You don't love your children? You don't love your grandchildren? Don't you realize if you look through history, Christians went through hell and high water to make it easy for you to worship him? And black Christians, you forgot the civil rights movement that you went through, and the LGBTQ people are hijacking it. They've already hijacked the rainbow. God's promised that he wouldn't destroy the earth by flood anymore. And now they're trying to align themselves with the black civil rights movement and get a bunch of these black folks that are non-biblical to believe in some kind of social gospel, which is nothing but a gospel that leads them straight to hell. Okay, where was I? I think I'm at verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the incorruptible God for the image. Oh, I already did this. I'll just read it again. Incorruptible God for the image in the form of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed animals and crawling creature. Therefore, God gave them over to the lust of their hearts to impurity so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the creator who was blessed forever. Amen. For this reason, God gave them over to degrading passions. For the women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural, lesbianism. And in the same way, also the men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned in their desire toward one another, men with men, committing indecent acts and receiving in their own person the due penalty of their error. Not only we got this lesbianism, this homosexuality, the depravity has got so bad that we have women taking testosterone and growing beards and stuff while they are pregnant. And they go and have a baby, and then people will talk about this man had a baby. Worshiping the creature instead of the creator. Oh, man. Verse 28. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. You know, the depraved mind, dictionary, and in the King James, it said a reprobate mind. And in my 1828 dictionary, it says, for reprobate, to abandon to wickedness and eternal destruction, to abandon to his sentence without hope of pardon. Let me just say it simply this way. Some people God just gave over to their sin. You want it, you got it, you're going to keep it. If you want an example, think about the men in Sodom and Gomorrah when they were beating on Lot's door trying to get to the angels. And then the angel struck them with blindness. And if you read, if you continue to read, even though these jokers were blind and couldn't see anymore, they were still grappling at the door trying to get to the men. They had reprobate minds. They were just gone. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors. And by the way, insolent, proud and haughty, with contempt for others, overbearing, domineering, in power. Sounds like a Democrat to me. I mean, you might have some Republicans, but when you got these depraved people and like those women, Kamala and all these people were cheering and sharing. Oh, you're at the wrong rally. Because they were celebrating, standing up for murdering babies in the womb. If there was any Christians in there, and God bless that man, there was a witness, salt and light. That's what he was. They should have been just like him, unless they were just there like the the angels to record what was going on so they could report. But if they're celebrating that stuff with them, I feel for those people. Or are they real Christians? Evil, disobedient to parents without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinance of God, those who practice such things are worthy of death. They not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. Now think about this. If I got these Democrats I deal with this, I don't believe in abortion, or I don't believe in homosexuality, I don't believe in any of this stuff. And then the real slick ones, they'll say, I'm not a Democrat, I'm an independent. But they still vote for that stuff. Well, now, and they when you're suppressing it in your mind, they'll say, well, I'm not voting for that. I'm voting for the policies that they're doing. You know, the other stuff, Trump is a racist. You know, they all say that. Or didn't he cheat on his wife? He's a vile, evil person. But he's trying to protect the unborn. He's trying to stop boys from being in girls' restrooms, bathrooms. He's trying to stop child mutilation. He don't care if you're over 18 and mutilate yourself. But he don't want innocent children to go through that. He don't want girls trying to play volleyball with some boy that hit the ball so hard that it gave him a concussion. I mean, I saw where Trump even acknowledged Jesus Christ on a couple of occasions and said that he was a Christian now, said that it was God and God alone who saved him from the assassination attempts. I believe so. If you look at the evidence, he was micrometers from being dead. So if he really turned his heart to God, are you going to tell me that he's not a Christian? Now, that's not for me to say. Is it for you to say? He might not be. But my thing is this. I wasn't voting for him whether he was a Christian or not. I was voting for him based on the policies. I was voting for him based on what's best for the country. You have this woman who's advocating debauchery, open debauchery. I ain't talking about what some adult want to do in the privacy of their home or their life. I'm talking about societal debauchery, all the way down to our kindergartners. They are feeding our elementary kids books on anal sex. I'm talking about little kids. Kids haven't even reached the age of physical sexual arousal. Now you have to ask yourself the question, why? It's obvious. The answer is obvious. The homosexual community has to, now some people say you're born this way. I think that you're either enticed this way or molested or whatever. But since it's not normal to be born this way, you create a demand. You create people that's going to be subjectable to that lifestyle. So you start making that lifestyle favorable. In the state of California, every child that goes to school has to learn about the history of homosexual people that were in government or whatever, celebrities or whatever. And when I was growing up, we learned about all kinds of people, good people, bad people. But we never learned about anybody based on their sexual proclivities. I heard that JFK was one of the most sexual presidents there were. What, he got assassinated in 1963? I didn't graduate from high school until 1970. Not one time did we have a class about his sexual dalliances. Not one time. About none of these jokers. You know? We didn't talk about people's love lives. We didn't talk about that stuff in school. They were supposed to teach us how to read, write, think, not what to think. When I went to the public library as a little kid, there was no porn for children. I've seen some of these books where they're describing sexual situations that make meet the definition of kid pornography. I've seen clips of preachers and citizens standing in front of the Board of Education trying to read passages from books that are in their children's library. And the Board of Education makes them stop because it's graphic sexual content. Yet, the same Board of Education allows those books in the classroom. And people like Kamala Harris is all for it. I mean, she's not that much different from Joe. Remember, Joe had the bald-headed man with the mustache that was running around in a dress, and then he was also going around airports stealing people's luggage. Dresses, women's clothes. Just like right now, he has the female woman that's in some kind of department. A man that's dressed like a woman, that says he's a woman. These things are the base. Is this the kind of society we want as Christians? If we care about our society and our children and our grandchildren, we need to stand up. We just stand up for the things of God, and we need to fight the battles that we can fight. If we got a soldier that's standing on the front lines for us, whoever he is, whether he is a Christian or a pagan that God is using, we need to stand beside that person. We need, our position needs to be stand with every person and whichever party is standing closer to a biblical worldview while we can. Because we'll get to the point where they take away the First Amendment. And the only way they can take away the First Amendment is they can take away the Second Amendment. And they want to take that away too. And if we give it up, if we give up the Second Amendment, the First Amendment is gone. And when they give up the First Amendment, they're going to cancel your ability to preach the gospel. See, we, and many of you people don't even realize, we dodged a bullet. They had a bill called H.R. 5. I can't think of the title of it. But Nancy Pelosi tried to push this thing through. And praise God, it got rejected. This bill would have made it illegal for churches to deny jobs for homosexuals. I mean, flat out homosexuals that say I'm homosexual, and if a church has an opening and they believe it in the word of God, and you say, no, I can't hire someone that's antithetical to the word of God, church would have been sued. Besides whatever else this bill had going on. Look, you have to make up your mind. If you believe in the word of God, you got to stand for the word of God. If you believe in God, you got to stand for God. We don't have room to equivocate. We don't have room to play around. We can deal with problems we have with certain people and their attitudes later. But right now, we are in a fight. We're in a fight for survival. And if we allow this election to be lost, and people like Kamala Harris get into power. Think about what we went through these last 4 years. And in this video, I didn't even talk about the economic danger. I talked more about the theological problems. We don't have time, folks. It's time for everybody that believes in the Word of God to stand up, get off your moral high ground, and get down to the voting booth. We can deal with in-house stuff later. You know, families have squabbles, but families stick together when there's a fight. Kids, you know, they might fight each other, brothers and sisters. But if somebody outside the family comes in, then they're going to take care of that person. We got to take care of the people outside the family right now. That means all of us need to get up and fight for the family, for God, for our position in Christ, for this country. Then we can deal with our other stuff later. But now is the time to get out there and to cut this cancer out. All of it. Up and down the ballot. This is Sam Tolley. And I'm out.